الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم وقال تعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أولى الناس بي المتقون حيث كانوا ومن كانوا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Respected علماء Brothers and sisters in Islam, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a da'i, as the one calling people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was seen by dozens walking around in the streets of Makkah Mukarrama, in the plains of Arafat, Muzdalifa, and Mina, with this slogan emanating from his blessed tongue, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, Qulu la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, believing the same without a shadow of doubt. Accept Iman. Tuflihu, you will become successful in this world and the hereafter. accept Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve your problems in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve your problems in the next life. This promise was being made by the final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the leader of all the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the most beloved in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is our belief, based upon this verse of the Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that whatever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, that declaration was the declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this promise is not a promise only from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This promise has been made to us by the Creator of the heavens, the Creator of the earth, the Creator of the whole universe. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Accept Iman. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Believe in everything that is conveyed to you by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. And by believing in everything that is conveyed to you by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt, you will become an ordinary mu'min. قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُ. Become mu'min. Accept Iman. Become mu'min. Become mu'min, but not only ordinary mu'min. By believing from the depth of the heart, without a shadow of doubt, in everything that is conveyed to you by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the first stage of Iman. Ordinary Iman. And thereafter, fulfilling the demand of this belief, fulfilling the demand of this Iman, fulfilling the demand of this commitment, that yes, I have committed myself, you are my Creator. I have committed myself, you are the authority that I will follow from today. And the bridge between you and I is your Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I will wholeheartedly follow every sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people, become ordinary believers by believing in everything that is conveyed to you by the Messenger of Allah without a shadow of doubt, and thereafter become complete believers. Thereafter become perfect believers by following the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you were to do this, tuflihu, it is a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will become successful in this very world and you will become successful in the next life. So there are two stages of Iman. The ordinary Iman and the perfect and complete Iman. What is the difference between the two? Ordinary Iman guarantees a person
ultimate success in the hereafter. Ordinary iman does not guarantee you peace in this world. Ordinary iman does not guarantee you peace of mind in this world. Ordinary iman does not grant you safety from fear in this world. Ordinary iman does not promise you tranquility of the heart in this world. Ordinary iman does not guarantee that you will go successfully with iman from this world. It does not guarantee you any success at the time of death either. Ordinary iman. A person only believes. Salat, no time. Saum, too difficult. Zakat, how can I spend my wealth? Hajj, no time. Oppression is there. Backbiting is there. Attacking the honor of others is there. Violating the rights of Allah, violating the rights of Muslims, violating the rights of human brothers, violating the rights of animal creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe in Allah. I believe in His messenger. I believe in everything without a shadow of doubt that is conveyed to me by the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that is where I stop. Salat, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Saum, sometimes okay, sometimes no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not promise anything to an ordinary believer. No peace of mind. Not guaranteed. If Allah wishes, He may give even a non-Muslim peace of mind. That is up to Him, but it is not guaranteed that with ordinary iman, I will definitely grant you peace of mind. With ordinary iman, I will definitely grant you tranquility of the heart. With ordinary iman, you will definitely die as a believer. That is not guaranteed. With ordinary iman, you will be saved from the punishment of the grave. It is not guaranteed. With ordinary iman, you will be granted shade under the shade of His throne, under the shade of His mercy on the day of Qiyamah. It is not guaranteed. With ordinary iman, if you were to die from this world with ordinary iman, if iman is saved at the time of death, and if you were to depart from this world with ordinary iman, without amal, sinful life, no amal, then entry into Jannah without entering the fire of Jahannam is not guaranteed. Yes, what is guaranteed is if you leave this world with ordinary iman, sooner or later, ultimately, Allah will grant you salvation and you will go in the bounties of Jannah. This is the only guarantee that ordinary iman gives, and it is a great guarantee because ultimate success is there. It is the second stage of iman, the complete iman, the perfect iman, that guarantees everything. Complete iman and perfect iman. I believe in everything that is conveyed to me by my messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam, and after believing in everything, I carry out everything. Do this, I am prepared to do. Do this, yes. Do this, yes. Do this, I oblige. Don't do this, I abstain. Don't do this, I stay away from. Don't do this, keep away from this. Yes, fine. Even if I have to sacrifice anything. In order to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in order to abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am prepared to do anything, anything, anything. So much so that I am even prepared to sacrifice my life. Now this person has become a complete mu'min and a perfect mu'min. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees everything. Peace of mind is guaranteed. Contentment of heart is guaranteed. A A peaceful life is guaranteed. Death upon iman, husne khatima, a beautiful departure with kalima emanating from the lips is guaranteed. The qabr and the grave becoming a garden from the gardens of paradise is guaranteed. Resurrection on the day of qiyamah under the shade of the throne and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteed. Crossing the pul sirat with the speed of lightning is guaranteed. And jannatul firdaus with the anbiya, with the siddiqeen, with the shuhada, with the salihin, without spending any time in jahannam is guaranteed. From this it is very, very easy to understand why Muslims are suffering throughout the world and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sending his nusra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for this Muslim ummah to become perfect believers. Perfect believers. The first stage of iman is the first stage of taqwa. And the second stage of iman is the second stage of taqwa. The first stage of iman is ordinary friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second stage of iman is special friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So an ordinary mu'min is ordinary muttaqi. An ordinary muttaqi is ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as a person becomes a mu'min, a believer, he believes in everything that is conveyed to him by the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt, and he proclaims the same by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Immediately in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has become an ordinary mu'min, he has become an ordinary muttaqi, and he has become an ordinary friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, if he fulfills all the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he carries out all the fara'id, all the wajibat, if he abstains from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes a complete believer, a perfect believer. He becomes a complete muttaqi, a perfect muttaqi. And he becomes the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the promises that Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this very first promise, Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu, a very broad promise. Become perfect believers. That means become perfect muttaqis. That means become special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will grant you success in this world. And Allah will grant you success in the hereafter. Allah will solve all your problems in this world. Allah will solve all your problems in the hereafter. Right from this promise until all the detailed promises that we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we find in the ayat, verses of the Quran, these promises are for the perfect believer, for the perfect muttaqi, and for the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His glorious book, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. O you who believe. So this is the first stage of iman, belief. This is the first stage of taqwa. And this is the first stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, you have reached the first stage. In tattaqullah, if you reach the second stage, if you reach the second stage of iman and become perfect believers by adopting taqwa, by adopting taqwa, by becoming perfect muttaqis. If you become the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by adopting taqwa, خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحِصَى. Allama Sayyid Alusi Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala in his tafsir quotes a couplet defining taqwa. What is taqwa? What is taqwa? خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ, let go of sins, let go of sinful life, abstain from sins, sagiraha wa kabiraha, abstain from sins, all sins, minor and major, minor and major. Do not let this thought enter your mind, this is only a minor sin, this is only a minor sin, it doesn't really matter, I abstain from all the major sins, this is only a minor sin. Don't let this thought enter your mind, because if this thought enters your mind, you will never be able to become the muttaqi that is desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalli dhunub, saghiraha wa kabiraha, abstain from sins, all sins, minor and major. It will be foolish of you to safeguard yourself from large snakes and large scorpions, and not worry about small snakes and small scorpions. Both are dangerous. Both are dangerous for your physical life. Similarly, major sins are large snakes and large scorpions, and minor sins are small snakes and small scorpions. They are equally dangerous for your spiritual life. خَلِّ الذُّنُوب, therefore stay away from sins, minor and major both. لا تحقرن صغيرة, do not look down upon a minor sin thinking it is only a minor. إن الجبال من الحصى, because the mountains that you observe in front of you are made of small pebbles. Small pebbles. It's only a minor sin. 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 So many minors will have that same effect on your heart that a major sin will have. And the ulama are unanimous in defining major sins. What is a major sin? This is a major sin. This is a major sin. Definition. Part of that definition is that whenever a person looks at a minor sins and deep in his heart and in his mind, he feels that it's only a minor sin, and he looks down upon that minor sin. For this sin, for the whole ummah is minor, but for this individual it's a major sin. When you look down upon a particular sin, when you take a minor sin as something insignificant, then that remains a minor for the whole ummah, but not for you. For you, it has become a major sin. The ulama have also stated that if a person continually persists and he carries out a particular minor sin, the same sin being repeated. Today he carried out the sin. In the morning he did, afternoon, night, today, tomorrow, this week, next week. Then for this person, this sin is no more a minor, it has become a major for him. But whether it is a major or it is a minor, in order to become the desired muttaqi, the order is خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى, abstain from all sins, major or minor, ذَاكَ التُّقَى, that is taqwa. لَا تَحْكِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحِسَى, do not take a minor sin as insignificant, do not look down upon a minor sin, do not undermine a minor sin, for the mountain that you see in front of you are made of small pebbles. تا Taqwa, first stage of taqwa, second stage of taqwa. First stage of wilaya, second stage of wilaya. What is desired, my friends, is the second stage of iman. What is desired is the second stage of taqwa. What is desired is this second stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam defining this second stage of taqwa, defining this second stage of iman, defining this second stage of wilaya, has stated that what is this second stage of taqwa, what is this second stage of wilaya, what is this second stage of iman? He said, huwa an yu'ta wa la yu'sa. أن يطاع ولا يعصى هو أن يطاع ولا يعصى ويذكر ولا ينسى ويشكر ولا يكفر. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these qualities. When can a person say, I have reached the second stage of taqwa, second stage of iman, and the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He has to look at these three things in his life. Number one, أَنْ يُطَاعَ وَلَا يُعْصَى. In order to be on the second stage of taqwa, iman and friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never disobey Him. يُذْكَرْ وَلَا يُنْسَى. One should at all times remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at any time never to forget Him. During happy moments, he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During unhappy moments, he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is in seclusion, in solitude, he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is in public, he should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is in the masjid, his thoughts should be centered towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he is in the marketplace, he should be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yudhkar wala yunsa. Yudhkar wala yunsa. He is eating, he is drinking, he is about to sleep. When he wakes up, he is about to enter the lavatory. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sunnah teach us? Allah, 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 Allah at all times. When you see something that makes you happy, you should say Subhanallah. And when you hear something that brings grief to you, you should say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When somebody sneezes because it is a ni'mat, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should say, Alhamdulillah. The one who hears, he should say, Yarhamukallah. May Allah have more mercy upon you. When you meet each other, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Allah, Allah at all times. Bismillah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'is. Alhamdulillah. Adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Before eating, Bismillah wa barakatillah. After food, Alhamdulillah. Alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. Allah, Allah, Allah all the time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has instructed, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Your tongue should remain moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during those times when you need to do something else with your tongue, when you need to execute worldly affairs, at that time your tongue cannot remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah. So work hard on your heart and make sure that when your tongue is executing your worldly affairs, your heart is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The grandfather of Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, Hafizahullah ta'ala, and the father of Mufti Muhammad Shafi, Rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yasin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yasin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, father of Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and the grandfather of Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, Hafizahullah ta'ala. He narrates regarding those days when he was a student in Darul Uloom Deoband and his teacher was Shaykhul Hind Maulana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Deobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who had excelled in the spiritual realm due to the training of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Maulana Muhammad Yasin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that Shaykhul Hind Maulana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Deobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi was our teacher. He was the lecturer and the Shaykh in Bukhari Sharif. We were honored to learn Bukhari Sharif from Shaykhul Hind Maulana Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Deobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And Maulana Muhammad Yasin Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that throughout the year, Hazrat used to start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he used to start the lecture on Bukhari Sharif. But throughout the year, whilst Hazrat's tongue was engaged in executing his responsibility of lecturing on Bukhari Sharif, whilst listening to the lecture of Bukhari Sharif, we would hear another noise coming from the background that was from his heart, continuously, Allah, 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 Allah. So the tongue is engaged in something else, and the heart is with the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is possible. It is not impossible. It is not impossible. We fall in love with somebody. We fall in love with somebody. We are talking to the manager. But where is the heart and where is the mind? We are preparing the accounts in the office. Where is the heart and where is the mind? It is possible. It is possible if we also fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who has reached the second stage of iman, second stage of taqwa, and the second stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has to see three things. Do I possess these three qualities? Number one, he always obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never disobeys. He always remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never becomes neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, yushkar wala yukfar. He is always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions. He is never ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never complains. He does not become despondent. He knows that sooner or later my Creator will come to my help. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who believe, O you who are at the first stage of iman, first stage of taqwa, first stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tattaqullah, reach the second stage. If you reach the second stage, Allah will grant you so many things, because Allah has made many promises. For those people who reach the second stage of taqwa, second stage of iman, and second stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. One promise. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. They will never fear and there will be no grief. No fear, no grief. In this world nor in the hereafter. Despite being surrounded by enemies, no fear, no grief. Despite being in sicknesses and illnesses, no fear, no grief. Despite being in poverty, no fear, no grief. Despite being in an atmosphere, an environment of fear, if you look at their hearts, there is no fear and no grief. The whole world is having pity upon them. That what a fearful condition. What a condition of grief. But if you look at their hearts, there is no grief, there is no fear. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he says that if a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a human, can progress and invent and introduce a waterproof watch, cannot the Creator make a grief and fear proof heart? If you become his, he will make your heart grief proof. He will make your heart fear proof. Because he has said it in the Quran. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Upon those people who become my special friends. And how do they become special friends? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. By reaching the first stage of Iman and thereafter by adopting taqwa, reaching the second stage of Iman. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله. Indeed, those people who say our Rabb is Allah, this is the first stage of Iman. ثم استقاموا, thereafter they remain firm and follow the commands of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, this is the second stage. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون, there is no fear, no grief. This is promise from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. If anyone is experiencing any type of grief, individual grief, collective grief, individual fear, collective fear, this is the remedy. This is the Quranic remedy. This is the Quranic prescription, which we are not paying heed to, my friends. This is the greatest problem of the Ummah at the moment. That the Ummah has detached itself from the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And for as long as the Ummah remains detached from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Ummah will never, never, never see any honor, my friends. It cannot see honor, it cannot see dignity, for as long as it remains detached from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, La yasluhu akhiru hadhihi al-ummati illa bima saluha bihi awwaluha. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that this ummah can only become successful by treading that path. The latter part of this ummah can only acquire success if they follow the path of the first part of the ummah. That is the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And what did the Sahaba have? What did the Sahaba have? Each and every Sahabi had reached the second stage of Iman. Each and every Sahabi had reached the second stage of Taqwa. And each and every Sahabi was a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because each and every Sahabi was a perfect muttaqi, perfect mu'min, and he was a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended at all times. During the battle of Badr, 313 on one side, 1000 on the other side. On one side, no resources. On the other side, all resources. But the victory was granted to those without resources. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was Allah who helped you during the battle of Badr when you had no resources whatsoever. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. You had no resources, but Allah helped you. Why? Why did Allah help you? Because you had taqwa. Because you had perfect iman. And you were the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fizaye badr paida kar. Fizaye badr paida kar. Farishte teri nusrat ko utar sakte hai gardu mein qatar andar qatar abbi. Create the environment of badr and then see. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send help or not? The solution to all problems is taqwa. Solution to all problems is perfect iman. Solution to all problems is becoming the special friends of Allah. In tattaqullah, in tattaqullah, in tattaqullah, yaj'al lakum furqana. Allah says this, yaj'al lakum furqana. Majority of the mufassireen and majority of the Sahaba ikram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in have said, that the word Furqan, which means the criterion to differentiate between wrong and right. The criterion that differentiates between wrong and right. The criterion that differentiates between haq and batil. If you become perfect mu'min, if you become perfect muttaqi, if you become special friends of Allah, Allah will grant you this criterion. Allah will grant you this criterion. Majority of the mufassireen and majority of the sahaba commenting on this particular part of the verse say that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send help upon you despite you having no resources whatsoever, so that the world can very clearly see where is haq and where is batil. If you have all the resources and thereafter you become victorious, that is not a criterion of haq and batil. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah will grant you the criterion that distinguishes between haq and batil. That means despite your being less in number, despite you having less resources, despite your being poverty struck, despite your being downtrodden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His help, His nusra. Allah will send angels, malaika. Allah has made this promise in the Quran. But for whom? Alladheena amanu in tattaqu. Iman, and thereafter the second stage of iman. Iman, taqwa. Abstinence from sins. Repenting from a sinful life. Yaj'al lakum furqana. Allah will send help. Allah will send help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overpower those people who wish to overpower you, who oppress you. And not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you safety and success in this world, وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your evil deeds. Allah will remove your evil deeds by granting you the tawfiq in this very world to repent sincerely, by granting you the tawfiq to carry out good amal, and by sending some calamities upon you and then granting you the tawfiq of sabr, so that this sabr can expiate these evil deeds. He will purify you. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And before He purifies you from these evil deeds, if you were to depart from this world, then Allah will in the hereafter forgive you your sins. So Allah will grant you victory over your adversaries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the means to forgive your sins in this world. And if you depart before all your sins are forgiven in this world, Allah will forgive your sins in the hereafter. And further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are only a few samples of what I give to those people who become my special friends. Wallahu dhul fadlil azeem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties have no limits and no boundaries. This is the message I would like each and every person to live with today. This is the solution to all our problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. One who adopts the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means one who reaches the second stage of taqwa, one who reaches the second stage of iman, one who reaches the second stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all his tasks easy. This is in the Quran, promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. One who reaches the second stage of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his bad deeds, and وَيَعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his reward. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. One who reaches the second stage of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create an exit for him to leave the problems. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will create the exit. Allah will not show him the exit. Allah will create the exit automatically. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain him, not only physically. Sustain him from every aspect. Whatever he requires, whenever he requires, Allah will sustain him through those channels which he has not even thought of. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, if the people of the town, if the people living on this universe, آمَنُوا, if they had accepted Iman, this is the first stage of taqwa, first stage of Iman, and first stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the people had accepted Iman, وَاتَّقَوْا, and if they had reached the second stage of taqwa, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would have opened the doors of bounties from the heavens and from the earth. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah promises those people from amongst you who accept Iman. The first stage. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then they carry out good deeds. Second stage. What does Allah promise? لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah will grant, make them the rulers of this earth. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. First stage. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Second stage. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. At the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send angels to support them. At the time of death, in this world Allah will help. At the time of death, Allah will help. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا here is perfect believer. Those people who become perfect believers, perfect muttaqi, special friends of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support them in the grave. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا first stage. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ second stage. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will be flowing. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرِ. That is the great success. So what do we need to do, my friends? Number one, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us, despite all our disobediences and shortcomings, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to remain till today His ordinary friends, for allowing us to remain ordinary believers, for allowing us to remain ordinary muttaqeen, and for allowing us the opportunity to move forward and reach the second stage of taqwa, second stage of iman, and second stage of wilayat. We should be grateful to Allah, number one. And number two, thereafter we need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the disobediences that we find in our life. And make a firm resolution that from today, we will not commit a single sin. Once we make that resolution, we have regret in our hearts, we make a firm resolution, we stop committing those sins, and we begin to seek guidance, we begin to seek help through those programs, through those movements, through those personalities, through those individuals who may be able to support us in, after repenting, remaining on this tawbah, and in remaining on this second stage of taqwa, second stage of iman, and second stage of friendship. We need to repent. After repenting, we need to use all the resources to remain. As soon as we repent, and we continue to remain steadfast on our repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all our past sins. At-taibu min ad-dhanbi kama la dhanba lahu. A person who repents sincerely from his evil past is as if he has not committed the sin. As soon as a person repents from all his sins, He immediately reaches the second stage of taqwa. He immediately reaches the second stage of iman. He immediately reaches the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to remain on the first stages of these three things. And for granting us the opportunity to move forward. And number two, we need to move forward. Move forward and become muttaqis. Special muttaqis, complete believers, special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we do that? By repenting. And after repenting, by using all the resources that are available to remain on that repentance, to remain steadfast on that repentance. Once we have achieved this, and whilst trying to achieve, convey this message to as many Muslim brothers and sisters as possible, and try to get them to come on this second stage of taqwa, second stage of iman, second stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as we manage to secure this, my friends, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will arrive. Then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will arrive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤُهُمْ وَإِن تُصِيبُكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا. Your adversaries, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ, when some goodness reaches you, إِن تَمْسَسْكُمْ حَسَنَةٌ, when they see you in a good state, in a happy environment, تَسُؤُهُمْ, it hurts them. Why are they very happy? وَإِن تُصِيبُكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ, and if any calamity reaches you, يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا, they become very, very happy. They become silent spectators. They find enjoyment. What do you need to do? What do you need to do? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, this is what you need to do. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, this has always remained. It will always remain. This condition, the adversaries will find happiness out of our grief. And they will find grief out of our happiness. What does Allah instruct us to do? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, you have become ordinary believers. You have become ordinary muttaqis. You have become ordinary friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain firm on this ordinary part. وَتَتَّقُوا, and move a step forward and become special friends of Allah. Become special muttaqis. Become special mu'min, complete mu'min. La yadurrukum kaiduhum shay'a. This is a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No conspiracy, no planning will bring any harm to you whatsoever. Why? Wallahu bima ya'maluna muhit. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds whatever they are doing. This is the message I want to leave you with. This is the message I want to leave you with. Instead of looking to your right, looking to your left, looking behind you, looking at the front, the first thing we need to do is look at ourselves. Ourselves. The Muslim Ummah needs to reform itself. This is the first thing we need to do. Whatever other sources and means we choose to try to solve this problem, this is the soul and the spirit. Without this, no means, no source, no resource is going to take us out of these problems. We need to become the friends of Allah. We need to become the friends of Allah. We need to become the friends of Allah. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain. Allama Iqbal says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message is, ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain. If you are loyal to the teachings of Muhammad, then I am yours. If you are loyal to the teachings of Muhammad, that means if you become perfect muttaqi, perfect believer and special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are loyal to the teachings of Muhammad, then I am yours. I am yours. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? Ye jahan cheez hai kya? You are complaining about this world? You are complaining about problems in this country, problems in that country? You are complaining about this small world? Ye jahan cheez hai kya? What is this world? Loho kalam tere hai. Loho kalam tere hain. Once you become loyal to the Sharia and the teachings of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will become yours, and when I become yours, then taqdeer is yours. Taqdeer is yours. Taqdeer is yours. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ When my servant becomes my special friend, muttaqi friend, special mu'min friend, وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ Then when he raises his hands and he says, Oh Allah, grant me this, I immediately grant it to him. وَلَئِن اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ And when he seeks refuge from something, I grant him refuge immediately. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain, ye jahan cheez hai kya, loho kalam tere. Everything will become yours. Taqdeer will become yours. You ask from me and I will grant it to you. You ask from me, I will grant it to you. Allah will become ours if we become special friends of Allah. If we become complete muttaqis, perfect muttaqis. If we become complete believers, complete mu'min. And when Allah becomes ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Despite having all the resources, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then despite not having any resources whatsoever, everything is mine. The heavens are mine and the earth is mine. So go with this firm resolution, my friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to acquire complete taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to go from here with a very firm resolution that from today, our mission in life will be to become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mission in life will be to reach the second stage of taqwa. Our mission in life will be to reach the second stage of iman. Our mission in life will be to become perfect believers. Our mission in life will be to become perfect muttaqis. And our mission in life will be to make others perfect muttaqis, perfect believers and special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we achieve this, my friends, if we achieve this, then remember and understand that we have solved all our problems. Problems of this world, problems of the hereafter, our personal problems, individual problems, collective problems, problems of the ummah, all problems we have solved. Let us go with this firm resolution. If we make this the goal of our life from today, my friends, we will not be only doing favor to ourselves, but we will be doing favor to the whole ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.